Kotawaina ene kōtero a te kaumarima miniti hepa atu e te ono karaka. Let's go to the whenua now and the rural update with Maya Burry in Ōtautahi. Kia ora.
Morena, Susie.
Now, a North Otago community has concerns over large-scale forestry conversion in the region.
Yes, so about 150 people attended a public meeting last night, and there they discussed a large farm in the headwaters of the Kakanui River, which is inland from Owamaru, being turned into a permanent carbon forest. And Kerry Johnson, she's a natural resources engineer that spoke at the meeting. She says 2,500 hectares of land, which is a sheep and beef farm called Hazeldine, has been bought by the company New Zealand Carbon Farming. And this is a company that establishes permanent forests, which then generate carbon credits. And Ms. Johnston says that, broadly speaking, the community isn't against forestry, but she says it can have adverse effects.
There will be obviously a reduced water yield in the catchment. The Kakanui River is already a catchment that is considered to be water short, and so obviously the presence of forestry in such large areas of the headwaters does impact the amount of water that makes it into the river and therefore the catchment overall. And also things like clearance of indigenous vegetation that exists on that farm and obviously pests that could come into the forestry.
That's Kerry Johnston, who is a natural resources engineer at the environmental consultancy group Uricon. Now, the Waitaki District Mayor, Gary Kircher, says that there isn't a lot the council can do apart from making sure that the company doesn't breach the district plan. Meanwhile, in response to the concerns raised, New Zealand Carbon Farming says that over the past decade, more than 20 million tonnes of carbon dioxide has been captured by its forests, and it says that over time it does work to return land to Indigenous and biodiverse conservation estate.
Now also, Maya, you've got the latest on the global dairy auction.
Yes, dairy prices, they did fall slightly in the global auction overnight. The average price eased 0.7% to $4,162 a tonne. This follows a fractional fall at the previous auction 2 weeks ago, but not too much to be worried about here really, because after some big gains at earlier auctions this year, prices do still remain close to 7-year highs. So I don't think too many dairy farmers are fretting right now. Looking a bit closer at the products sold, the price of whole milk powder, which does have a strong influence on payouts for local farmers, that rose actually 0.7% to $4,115 a tonne, and prices for other products sold were generally softer.
Now, some farmers in the Tararua district could become successful orchardists.
A new study shows that blueberries, hazelnuts, cider apples and feijoas could be successfully grown in the area. This comes in a report that was commissioned by the local council and done by the consultancy group AgFirst. And AgFirst assessed the soil quality, climate and economics of each crop. AgFirst's Leander Archer says that despite the crops being viable in the area, they do all have similar limitations, which include no local processing facilities as yet, a lack of harvesting resources and expertise in the district. She says it is a big decision to move into horticulture, but if done right, it can really pay off.
The thing about diversifying into horticulture, a lot of farmers who have done this before have made errors in terms of what they do is they go, yep, let's plant, but then they don't have a key labour unit focused on maintaining that horticulture operation. And so basically it becomes like a sub-part of the main farm, which is also, you know, still sheep and beef or dairy. Without that real focus, horticulture will likely fail. So it really needs either the landowner to fully jump into it, or them to hire someone who's really keen on hazelnuts or who's really keen on feijoas and wants to learn and develop as part of that team.
That's Leander Archer from AgFirst, and the Tararua District Council says that the report will be a valuable resource for any farmers who are interested in diversifying. But that wraps up the rural news for this morning. I'll be back at 12:35 during Midday Report.